This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The documentary film Resistance is currently touring around the country, doing a Barnstormer tour, playing at independent cinemas, and taking its message of the antibiotic-resistant microbes to the world. It's really a horror film because it takes the fear of the natural world and the fear of man-made creatures, kind of a modern-day Frankenstein, and combines them. In this case, the role of Dr. Frankenstein is played by a combination of the FDA and agriculture and the general family practitioner who prescribes antibiotics for viruses. But mostly feedlots, mostly the practice of giving low doses of antibiotics to large-scale hogs and chickens and beef, which is a standard U.S. agricultural practice. It's been banned in Europe for over 10 years and banned in voluntarily banned in some places in Europe, like Denmark, for over 20 years. So why would we, as a society, allow this sort of to happen? And the answer, of course, is profit maximization. And that's what makes this a scary, scary movie. You hear about the people who have lost children or have battled themselves antibiotic-resistant infections, and the concept of antibiotic stewardship, that we need to protect antibiotics against being released too soon, because once they're released, the microbes that they're used against continually start developing immunities to them. So what we have here is a film that shows the history of that and is really an interesting journey. Pretty much a must-see for anybody who works in public health or anybody who is interested in something other than the Ebola virus and hot zone type theories. The telling quote is one from Winston Churchill, which says that the American public will always do the right thing after they've tried everything else. So there's a hint of optimism in this film, which shows, it gives plenty for naysayers to point to and say, see, I told you we were wrong. But there's still a chance to turn it around, so it's worth a look-see, and check it out.